Jamar Ala, Tremaine Bonneron, obviously Jamar, just everybody as a whole. You know, it wasn't an individual effort, it was a group effort.
How's it different now this year that you guys healthy, everyone was there? What was different?
A lot of people in the defensive end didn't get hurt this year, and I was pretty happy about that. You know, one of the main things about spring ball is coming out alive. You know, a lot of people get injured and, you know, it suffers as a team.
At corner, there's a few guys that are fighting for a lot of playing time. How'd you like what you saw, like Devin Holiday, Derek Babish, guys like that? What'd you think
happened? Oh, them guys coming along pretty well. You know, obviously one of the young guys out of the group, and, you know, they just battling each other. You know, that'll bring out the best out of a team, so we're pretty happy that everybody's battling.
And for you, now that you've been through a few springs, like how much more confident are you going into the fall of your next season?
Oh, I'm pretty confident. You know, I just want all the guys, you know, to get to the same way, you know, stuff like that. It was pretty good, though, so I'm pretty happy. You know, I'm pretty happy about going into the season this year than I was last year.
Yeah. And then the defensive backs, you guys have more experience than almost any other position on the roster. How much chemistry do you guys have together?
Oh, we have a lot of chemistry. You know, we go out to eat together. I think about five of us have class together. So sometimes when we're in class and the teacher says take a break, we go right to the playbook and stuff like that. So it's pretty good.
What class is it?
I think it's sociology.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Cool. And you guys are all in there together and you
just
study?
Yeah, obviously we study for class, but, you know, sometimes the teacher will take a break, you know, we just look open the playbook like, this is what we got to do today, you know, let's get it done, then go back to the class.
Was that on purpose, you guys scheduling that class together, or just kind of happened?
Sometimes it's always like that because obviously me and Ronnie didn't know we had classes together until the first day. He's like, yo, what class you got? Ended up in the classroom together, so it was pretty good.
Cool. And that obviously helps the bond you guys have together, right?
Yeah, exactly.
How different is practice this year with the different receivers that you guys have to go up against every day?
Practice is better, you know. You know, you don't want to go against a group of nonchalant receivers. These receivers are very humble, you know, very strong, very passionate about the game of football, and that's what we like. And we're obviously passionate about the game of football back in the secondary, so when you got two groups of passionate people going against each other, just bring out the best out of everybody.
I mean, there's the big physical guys and there's the small, fast guys. Is it good to get that diversity?
Oh, yeah, it's very good because in the Pac-12, you know, it's based on a lot of fast, small receivers and big physical receivers. Like, so it's pretty good to go against them guys because when you get in the game, you know, it's like clockwork. It's just naturally, you know, just look at it as practice, you know, going against big receivers, fast receivers, you know, do the same thing you do in practice in the game.
What are you seeing from the front seven that you like most going into the next fall?
Very strong. We got way stronger than we were last year. You know, they are getting pushed. You know, they're making our jobs easier in the back end.
Right.
What do you think of some of the big hits? I mean, you said passion.